pregame coverage right here on Mix 101.7 KAYL. Getting ready for boys soccer, and joining me, Storm Lake boys soccer head coach Roberto Martinez in his first season at the helm, but a familiar name. First of all, coach, walk everybody a little bit through your coaching history. Again, a name very familiar, as you were an assistant under Shakurki for a number of years.
Right, yeah. So I started coaching my sophomore year of college. I graduated high school in 2016, had that gap year in 2017, and then I joined as assistant in 2018. So that would have been, 6 years ago?
So you look at all that experience as an assistant coach. I mean, that's got to help you with the familiarity of the team. What's one thing that people should expect to see out of the team? I'm sure it's not going to be a carbon copy of what it was under Shakurki.
Oh, no. I mean, obviously I've learned a lot from Ben. You know, he was my coach when I was a player, and then obviously I coached under him. I think the coach is going to be really good. That's something that we've been focusing on this preseason. And, you know, there are a couple of switches that we want to do this year compared to last year. But, yeah, I think the team's ready for tonight.
Chatting with Roberto Martinez, head coach of the Storm Lake Tornadoes. And now, coach, walk us through a little bit of last year. Like you said, you were a part of the staff, a team last year that – had some one-goal games slip away at the end, and then obviously made that great playoff run. Walk us through a little bit of a synopsis of last year's team.
You know, last year, it was pretty rough, considering it was our first losing season in, I don't know, maybe 15 years. It was pretty rough, and I don't think we've won three in a row last year as well, and every single game we couldn't get a shutout. I'm pretty sure we got scored on every single game, so it was a roller coaster. We didn't make a good run at the end, but I guess we just fell short right at the end there against Denison and had a tough loss. But I think the experience of coming up short, just a tad short from going to Des Moines, for a lot of these players who are returning, they're going to bring that into this season, and it's going to benefit us.
Talk a little bit about what you saw in the team. The team came into that playoff beginning when you played Lamar's, having dropped 3 of 4, what really started to change? I mean, you talk about goal outputs, 4 against Lamar's, 5 against a really good Spencer team that led you to one game away from Des Moines. What really started clicking towards the tail end of the season and then into that playoff run?
Well, I believe, let's see, we had a tough loss against Sioux Center, actually, who we're playing tonight. It was one of our worst losses that I could remember. It was 7-2, and you know, after that loss, I feel like we had a good talk with the team, just letting them know, you know, that you want to finish the season with zero regrets. That's the worst feeling, I feel like, coming from playing for this team before too. That the worst feeling, besides not making it to your goals, is the feeling of regret, because you feel like you could have done more. You feel like you were lacking in some areas that you could have executed that you've been doing in practice, you know. And so once we had that talk with the team and just letting them know there was no pressure, all you want to do is leave it all out there and play with no regrets. And that's basically what they did. They played with a lot of heart at the end of the season, obviously scoring a lot of goals against those pretty tough teams. But like I said, just came up short against a pretty good Denison team.
Once again, chatting with Roberto Martinez ahead of the Storm Lake opener. Before we talk about tonight's opponent, kind of give us a walkthrough of the season this year. I mean, a lot of familiar teams, Sioux Center we talk about tonight. Then later in the week you're at Sioux City North. But Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson Tournament, maybe a bit of a new twist in the season this year. And then you go through a gauntlet in the middle of this month. Humboldt, Spencer, Denison, and Western Christian all back-to-back. Walk us through what you're seeing in the slate for this season.
Yeah, it's a lot of tough teams, but that's what we like to see, some competition, you know. I think having that competition really sets us up for the postseason, so that we know what we're dealing with, especially if we do make it a state. We'll have that experience playing some pretty tough teams. Let's see. So starting off with that Council Bluffs tournament, it's called the Border Battle, and we play some pretty good Nebraska teams. I'm not going to lie, they're really good, but like I said, it helps us towards the end of the season. And then obviously you mentioned that run of games against some pretty good teams and some pretty good coaches. We would like to come out with all wins, but, you know, some losses really helps us in the learning experience. And one thing I could say to, like, support that claim is that the 3A champions last year, Iowa City Liberty, they had a really, really rough start. And they ended the season as champions, obviously. They had a really good run. So that just goes to show that having that competition and then peaking at the right time really sets you up for the postseason.
And speaking of starting out on the right foot and a peaking, if you will, you kind of want to start off today. You hit on it earlier, a tough game against Sioux Center, a bit of an out-of-character game for a Storm Lake team, giving up 7 goals at Sioux Center last year. What are some of the takeaways? I mean, obviously these teams are different, but what were some of the takeaways from that game last year that you've talked to the team about and are trying to get them to put towards the matchup this year?
Well, I just feel like mentally we were pretty weak. I think when you go into games mentally weak, you're pretty much just setting yourself up for failure. And basically what we want to do is prepare these guys mentally before they go out there physically to play the game. And I think this year it's going to be a pretty neck-and-neck game.
And then final question for you, Coach. You not only gear up for Sioux Center, but gear up for the season as a whole, this being the opener. What are you hoping to see out of your team in the first half of this game? You know, it's always game by game, but with the opener, it's kind of a question mark of what you'll see from the team. That's all the teams in their opener. What are you hoping to see out of your team in the first half?
Well, they're going to come out with a lot of intensity, I'm not going to lie. Last year, we had a lot of slow starts. Like I said, mentally, they just weren't there. We weren't there. Us as coaches, the players, all around, it just wasn't there. But I really believe that this year they're going to come out with a lot of intensity to start the game to make sure that we end with the win.
And then one more thing I thought of here for you, Coach. You're going to be starting a freshman keeper tonight in Jesus Hernandez Rosas. Talk about the development you've seen from him. I mean, a freshman keeper, that's got to be a heck of an honor, I guess you could say, to be able to be the one to start in the opener. Talk a little bit about what we should expect to see from Hernandez Rosas in net tonight.
Yeah, he's actually our assistant's brother, Dario. It's his brother, and, you know, he's been training since he was a little kid. I remember when he was a little kid. So in terms of being a keeper and, like, starting this game, I feel like he's ready. Mentally, I'm sure it's nerve-wracking, but once he's out there, I'm sure he's going to feel just fine.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Thank you so much for the time, and good luck in the opener tonight.
Yeah, thanks so much.
And that was head coach of Storm Lake Boys Soccer, head coach Roberto Martinez. We'll be back with more in the pregame show. It's right here on Mix 101.7.